Well, good evening. How are y'all doing? Welcome those of us online and those of us that are here this evening. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing, "We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise." We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifices of joy, the sacrifices of joy.
Amen.
Strength when I am weak, you are the treasure that I seek, you are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be a fool, you are my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name, you are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up, when I am dry, you fill my cup, you are my Jordan's stormy banks I stand out. the promised land. I'm bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Amen. When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I am safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory for me. When by the gift of his infinite grace, I am accorded in heaven a place, just to be there and to look on his face, will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory for me. Friends will be there I have loved long ago. Joy like a river around me will flow. Yet just a smile from my Savior I know will through the ages be glory for me. Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by his grace I shall look on his face, that will be glory for me. Amen. Anybody got a pick of him this evening? 7:30? All righty. Stand up for Jesus. 7:30. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey. Forth to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him who overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally. Amen. Anybody got another one? 6:30, all right, 100 away.
What a friend we have in Jesus. 6:30. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. Amen. You, any others? Uno mas? Yeah, one more. Victory in Jesus? All right, victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus is on close 353. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All right, victory in Jesus. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen.
My, thank you, church, for the good singing. Amen. All the pick of hymns. Hallelujah. All right. We have praises tonight, testimonies, encouraging words. Yes, ma'am, Miss Bickie. Miss Bickie has a praise. Yeah?
Sorry, James. I'm
sorry. They said you still got two eyes?
Yeah, I went for my yearly checkup this morning, yeah. And I got a good grade.
Oh, got grade, a good grade.
No new glasses.
No new glasses.
Just
amen.
A little bit of irritation, but that's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good eye report.
I'm good.
All right. How many fingers am I holding up? Two. Okay. All right. All right, Miss Alita has a praise.
Yes, sir.
All right, Miss Alita.
Got a good report from Paul McCormick.
Okay.
He got his PET scan back. There is no cancer.
Oh, amen. Well, they sure thought he had cancer again, didn't they? Yeah, amen. That's a great praise. Praise the Lord, Brother Paul. You know Paul? You know Paul McCormick? Downstage coach? Yeah, you Frank? No? Don't know. All right. What else? Other praises, testimonies. Oh, let's see here. Jeremiah's got one there in the back. All right, Jeremiah's got a praise.
Sharon Heibarger, praise God for answered prayers for family restoration. Mom and I got to see grandchildren and great-grandchildren this past weekend that we have not seen in years.
All right. Family restoration. Sharon Heibarger. Da, 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 da. Amen, amen. All right, all right. What else? Other praises tonight? What you got there? James, you got one?
Yes, I just want to praise the Lord for another day. You know,
amen.
We're still here today. Get one more chance to tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen. 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 The high temperature wasn't 100. That's a praise.
Amen. Right.
Yeah, Brother John. Brother John's got a praise.
Ann Redmond made it home.
Today?
Last Sunday.
She did go home Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
So keep her in your prayers.
Ann Redmond. Ann Redmond. Amen. Amen. Made it home. Home from hospital. Home from the hospitali. Amen, amen. All right, let's move on to prayer requests. Yes, Miss Terry. Oh, you got to praise,
well,
Miss Terry.
It's a praise and prayer.
All right, Miss Terry, let's do it.
So, the Lord's just bringing everything together for my trip, getting all the supplies in, and I was so excited. I put out on Facebook, if anybody has taught this Helping Babies Breathe program, get back with me so you can give me some tips. And lo and behold, a nurse that I served with is with Samaritan's Purse. She's taught Helping Babies Breathe in Zambia and in Haiti. and other places. And so she called me. We had a good long conversation, and she gave me a lot of good tips, and some were very much needed for cultural reasons.
Yes.
And it was just a big blessing. So I'm real excited about it. And and then again, prayers for our the smooth getting there. I know there's a lot of airports that are having issues.
Yes.
Anyway, the plans are that I'm going to be teaching this class, and Dr. Tomlinson would like it to be when the crew is doing the safari at the end of the clinical week, and I'm supposed to stay behind and teach. That's what we'd like, for that to happen, so that I could come home with the group.
Yeah.
But if not, it's okay. If the Lord wants me to stay, I'll stay.
Yeah,
Just pray that the Lord will prepare their hearts and keep us safe. And I'm so thankful. And I'm thankful for my church.
Amen.
That sends me. I'm real grateful.
That's praise the Lord. Safety, salvations. And are y'all going to be here Sunday? Will y'all be here Sunday before you leave? And y'all leave when? So next Friday. So we'll have you another Sunday and another Wednesday, maybe. Maybe. Okay. All right. Very good. Ronnie. All right, brother.
Yeah,
Ronnie, got a prayer request?
You know, he got all these calls during the day. You get 50 of them a day, spam calls. And one of them wanted to sell me life insurance. And he asked me how old I was. I said, I'll tell you how old I was if you answer one of my questions first. And he goes, what is it? What is it? I said, did you go to church on Sunday? And he goes, no. I said, you need to be in church. And he says, no, I don't go to church. But will you pray for me? And I
said, wow. Sure.
So I'll bring up that prayer request. And then again, don't forget Ronnie Holman. He should be continued in our prayers.
Amen. Ronnie Holman. Amen, amen. We're going to pray for Ronnie Holman and Redmond. Very good. What else, what else? All right, Terry.
I promised a real sweet friend. She's actually one of the female chaplains at Cypress Creek Fire Department.
Okay.
Her husband, Mark Fletcher, had colon surgery today. He was just diagnosed this past week with stage 4 cancer. Just pray for them. Lift him up and ask God to give the doctor's wisdom in his treatment and sustain him and then give them courage. And
all right, this is Mark Fletcher, stage 4 colon cancer, and he's recovering from surgery?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what's his wife's name?
Liz.
Liz and Mark. Okay. And how old is Mark? All right. In his 60s. All right. Yeah, Jeremiah.
Yeah, Sharon Heibarger, pray for mom's knee, leg, and back pain. She sees the pain doctor on the 19th.
All right. How you feeling, Vicki? Knee and back. Amen. And leg? Well, that's all of you just about. Knee and back and leg, ain't much left of you not to hurt. So do your arms hurt? Well, that's a praise, amen. Your eyes are good. There's a silver lining in all of this stuff in there, folks, amen. All right, thank you, Sharon, for that prayer request. What else we got?
I got, pray for my mom. She's going to have that.
Jeanette?
Yeah, procedure tomorrow. They're going to, she got that heart murmur. I guess they're going to come in. Kind of open it up, put a stent maybe. I don't know.
Okay. So she's already had a heart cath. This is another one?
No, she hadn't done that. This is her first deal.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right. And this is tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
Heart cath?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Where at?
It's, it's St. Luke, I think. It's at the Woodlands, right there when you go.
Oh, really? So she's coming to the Woodlands.
242, you turn right there.
Yeah. Yep, okay. Heart cath tomorrow.
And I want to pray for Jeff Justin.
Yeah, that Jeff guy.
He's going through all the radiation treatment and stuff like that.
For his?
And he has a leukemia.
Leukemia.
He found out he had leukemia.
And how old of a guy is he?
What's that?
How old?
59. 59. And I mean, it just, one day he went to the doctor, they took a test, and bam. He's just feeling bad, and he found out, that's what they found out. They said
he doesn't have that hairy, it's called hairy cell or something? Cell leukemia? Like, do you know what it's called?
You know, I don't know.
But it's treatable. Leukemia. They're treating it with
like cancer, right? Blood cancer?
Yeah. But they're treating it with radiation, so it's treatable. Right. Praise God. Amen. Pray for his.
And I got one more, and that's, we pray for her quite often. Dottie?
Dottie?
Yeah. She had a stroke.
Okay.
And she is like 77.
Stroke.
And she's really having a hard time with that. Coming back home, they thought she could come back home, but she just can't. Falls out of the bed, and, you know.
Yeah.
She can't go to the bathroom and stuff like that. She has to go back, so that's kind of hard.
Go back in rehab?
Right. She's got
to go back in rehab?
And she don't want to.
Okay. And Dottie's how old?
I think she's in her late 70s. I want to say 79.
79.
Yeah. And that's
okay.
All I got.
All right. Anybody else? Vicky's got one up here.
Who?
Vicky?
Miss Vicky.
Miss Vicky.
For Bobby and Danny and Tanya, they have Travel Mercy going to San Marcos this weekend. And for his twin sister, Vicky Williams, and Addison's family, they're coming back from San Marcos. No, they're coming back from SeaWorld this weekend.
All right, so Bobby and Danny
and Tanya
going to San Marcos on motorcycles? Well, At least you wised up, amen? And then who's coming back? Vicky Williams and Addison's family. Coming back from San Antonio? SeaWorld, San Marcos, and San Antonio. Boy, it's that time of year, man. Yes, sir. You said you didn't have no more.
I got a praise.
Oh, you got a praise.
Praise the Lord for our good group.
We got a good group on Wednesday night.
We got a good
Amen.
Group tonight.
Yeah. How many online? A few? That's a good group, man.
Yeah,
what's here?
Amen.
All right. Amen. Is that it? Your kids. Bobby's kids. Still praying for reconciliation?
Yes, sir.
Reconciliation. Oh, praise the Lord. Got to have some rain, man. We got a little outflow boundary from the rain. That's why the temperature went from like 99 to 91. Because it rained in downtown Houston, we got the outflow boundary of it. Yes, Brother John, you had your hand up. That was in
Chicago,
Highland Park, Chicago.
Yeah, that's where
Okay. The flags are supposed to go down. Somebody want to do the flags tonight?
Yeah, they were down today. Yeah, I know that.
Have we got them? They're not down
here
though.
Here,
okay.
I mean,
yeah. Highland Park, Chicago, Illinois. Is that right? Is it Highland Park, Chicago?
Yes.
All right. Ronnie, how's your feet? All right. Pray for Ronnie. And how's Annabelle doing? Yeah. All right. Amen. All right. Y'all ready to pray? Yes. Let's do it, man. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Father God, we praise you for this place we have to worship you in, and praise you for the nice, cool air and the padded seat and the lights and everything that goes with it. We just praise you and thank you for that. We praise you and thank you for the folks that, Lord, give of their tithes and their offerings to fund the building, to pay for the electricity, and keep the AC going. We praise you and thank you for them, their sacrifices, their giving of their of your money back to you, Lord. We praise you and thank you for that. Lord, we thank you for our salvation. We praise you and thank you for how you've touched us and called us and brought us into your kingdom. And Lord, you've taken care of our sin penalty and our sin debt on Calvary's cross by your shed blood. We praise you and thank you for that. We lift up all these praises to you tonight that have been shared. Miss Vicky's good medical report on her eyes. We praise you and thank you for that, Lord. Alita's praise about Paul McCormick not having cancer in that lung that was operated on. We give you praise and glory, Lord, for that. I know that was a huge, huge weight off of their shoulders. And so, Lord, we just give you the praise for Paul being cancer-free. Lord, we lift up Sharon's praise to you tonight for family restoration. It indeed does happen, and we praise you and thank you for it, Lord. Families can and do sometimes come back together, and we praise and thank you for that. And thank you for the good visits that went on with Sharon and Vicky and the grandkids and great-grandkids. Lord, we lift up James's praise to you that we're still here. We got another day, Lord, another day on this old earth and another day to live on this side of glory. And so, Lord, we long to be with you, but you have us here. And so, Lord, we want to serve you and be obedient to your will and your word. And we just praise you for that tonight. We lift up Miss Terry's praise to you that this trip is coming together for Maddie and her going to Uganda. And, Lord, we just pray that their paths would be straight and, Lord, their air travel would be safe. And, Lord, they'd be able to get there, leave on time and get there on time. And, Lord, have all the time for mission and ministry that they have kind of planned out. Give the group great patience and, Lord, give them keep them healthy with this COVID trying to rear its head back up again, Lord. We pray you just keep them healthy as they go through the different airports across the land and across this world, getting to Africa. And, Lord, we pray that their impact would be great, that many souls would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that many of those that are ailing physically and emotionally and mentally, Lord, they would be touched and encouraged and affirmed and felt that they have some worth, and that somebody cares, and that they are loved. And so, Father God, we pray that the love of Christ would triumph over all as this mission team goes to Uganda. Just help them. Be with Miss Terry as she teaches this curriculum about helping babies breathe after birth. And, Lord, we pray that it would save many lives physically so that these lives one day can be saved spiritually. Father God, we just lift that situation up to you and just pray for a great anointing on their mission trip and all that they say and do. May it just be to affirm you, Lord, and bring worship to you. We pray for Ann Redmond tonight, Lord. We're thankful that she did get to come home from the hospital on Sunday. We pray that you would heal her up from this bad allergic reaction from the bee sting. And, Lord, we pray that you would just see her and Fred through. And we pray there'd be no more insect bites for Ann or anything like that, making her sick for the rest of the summer here. We lift up Ronnie Holman, Lord, and his cancer. We pray that you might remove it from him, that God, you might give him total and complete healing, that you would be with Nancy, Lord, as she cares for Ronnie. And, Lord, you would just protect their home, that nothing else would come against them at this time. We lift up Terry's friend, Liz. We pray for Liz, her husband Mark, Lord, with this stage 4 colon cancer. We're praying for a miracle in his life. Father God, we're praying that you would remove the cancer and where it spread. We pray, Lord, just by miracle and by cancer treatment and by medical intervention and by your Holy Spirit and by the prayers of your people, that Mark Fletcher would just have a complete and total healing, Lord. Father God, we pray that it would dumbfound the physicians. It would dumbfound the experts in the field. But Lord, you would give Mark a complete healing. We pray for Miss Vicky with her knee and her back and her leg pain, Lord. We pray that as she gets ready to go to this doctor's appointment, she's able to communicate exactly where she's hurting. And, Lord, we pray that the physician will be able to bring her some much-needed relief. We lift up James's mother to you tonight, Jeanette. And, Lord, we pray for her heart cath tomorrow. We pray that it would do what it was designed to do, open up this vessel, Lord. Maybe she needs a stent, but, Lord, we pray that you see her through and bring her through that procedure just fine in the morning. We lift up Jeff Justin to you, Lord, and his leukemia, and we're praying for his remission and healing, Lord, at the radiation and the treatments he's receiving and the prayers of the saints and, Lord, just the hope of healing and, Lord, just a giving by you of a miracle to him. Lord, we might hear in the next months of a complete healing on his part. So, Lord, we lift him up to you tonight. We lift up Dottie to you, this stroke victim recovering, Lord, and we pray you give her the grace. You give her the strength to go through what she's having to go through, going back to rehab and relearning and trying to get her strength back. And, Lord, we just pray you help Dottie. Lord, we pray those that are helping her would give her the respect she deserves and she would be treated with dignity and kindness and care. And so, Lord, we just lift Dottie up to you tonight. We pray for Bicky's family, her kids and grandkids and family traveling, Bobby and Danny and Tanya going to San Marcos. We pray for Traveling Mercies. And Vicky Williams and Addison's family coming back from San Antonio, Lord, we just pray that you make their path straight. And, Lord, you just help them keep it between the ditches and you just give them a good, safe trip and a good time away, good vacation, everything that goes with it, Lord. Just be with them, watch over. We pray for Bobby's kids. And, Lord, we continue to pray for reconciliation in their relationships and in their lives. And, Lord, we pray you might heal it up, that, Lord, somebody would swallow their pride and say they're sorry and mean it with a genuine heart. And, Lord, it just takes one to eat the old pride pill, and then the old barriers and walls begin to come down, Lord, as we get vulnerable with one another. So, Lord, we just pray for that reconciliation in Bobby's family. Lord, we continue to pray for rain. Lord, I pray you give me the health to and the water to water my yard. But, Lord, I'm praying for some rain from the sky. And so, Lord, we pray you might just pour it out on us here in Tomball. We're dry and we're parched here in Decker Prairie and Pinehurst and Stagecoach and other parts of this Harrison, Montgomery County, Lord, we're parched. And, Lord, we just pray you might open the floodgates of blessing in the form of rain. Lord, you might bring some of it in. We pray this old high-pressure system, Lord, this old mound, this old mountain of hot air, Lord, you'd move it off maybe to the desert southwest where it belongs. And, Lord, we might get some low-pressure systems in here spinning up some of these beautiful afternoon thunderstorms, Lord. We don't mind if it rains. We welcome the rain. We're praying for rain. So, Lord, we pray you might pour it out upon us. We are thankful for those that did get rain south of here. We praise you and thank you for that, Lord. Some place got an inch and a half, so we praise you and thank you for that. But, Lord, we pray that the rest of the area around here would see some, maybe even tomorrow. We lift up Ronnie to you tonight, Lord. We pray for his feet. We pray you might help him with that pain and that tingling and that numbness and everything that goes with it. Lord, just touch his body, bring healing to him. Give that physician wisdom on how best to treat and bring him some relief. We continue to pray for Annabelle, Lord. We lift her up in this back, in these surgical places where she had surgery. We pray you just continue to heal those, Lord. Mend those, bring that body back together. And we're thankful that she's with family and is being cared for. And, Lord, we just pray that you see that situation through. And then, Lord, we pray for another mass shooting in Highland Park, Chicago. Pray for those victims. Pray for those that have been wounded. We pray for the trauma that's been experienced. Pray a special prayer for that little toddler who lost both of his parents. And, Lord, we just pray for his grandparents that you'd give them the strength and the will and the want to bring up their grandson. We pray you might give them you might give them long life, Lord, to see him through to adulthood. And Lord, we pray for the perpetrator of the crime. We pray for his soul. Pray, Lord, that he might, before he enters into eternity, Lord, that even he might experience the saving grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray you might bring him to a turnaround in his life. And Lord, even in his last days, as he spends the rest of his life in prison, he might be a witness and a light of the salvation that you put into him. Lord, we're praying that out of this tremendous loss of life, that you might bring salvation and glory to yourself. You have a way about you, God. You take the worst of situations and circumstances, and you seem to turn them on their head and show the world, and even show us at times, that you're still in control and you're still blessing and still moving and still working. So, Lord, we just lift all these things up to you tonight. We praise you that we can be in your word, that we can sing these songs, that we can be together here on a hot July evening. Thank you, Lord, for your seasons. We know that fall is a-coming. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said? Amen. All right, take a copy of God's Word, and let's stand if we can. We're in Revelation chapter 21. We'll pick it up here in verse 22. And we are, I would think, looking ahead. Not much more to look ahead. You look ahead, you look any more ahead, you're going to be in the concordance. You know what I mean? So in looking ahead at some of my commentaries, I don't have just a whole lot here left. After we get past 22:5, of course, we get into verse 6, and verse 6 takes us through the end of the chapter, verse 21, chapter 22. I'm sorry, chapter 22 of Revelation. And so after tonight, maybe three more Bible studies in Revelation. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Revelation chapter 21, you found it this evening? For those of you with us online, good to have you tonight. Sorry, I haven't recognized you yet. Revelation 21, beginning in verse 22. And the Word of God reads this online, folks. Revelation 21, beginning in verse 22. It says, I saw no temple in it. For the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it. And its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. In the daytime, for there will be no night there, its gates will never be closed. And they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And nothing unclean and no one who practices abominations and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as a crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, is that what your Bible says? Does it say street there? In the middle of the street. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his bondservants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will no longer be any night, and they will not have need of the light of a lamp nor of the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. Thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the inerrant Word of God. I think you kind of get the point. There's going to be a lot of glory shining going on in heaven. I mean, it kind of says it over and over. I mean, if you don't get anything from these last chapters and verses, there ain't going to be no sun and no moon. The light source is going to be God and the sun. Amen? So, what have we been talking about? We've been talking about the inside amenities of this new Jerusalem, this heavenly city, this capital of God, so to speak. Now, We've been talking about what all John was privileged to see. And as we were discussing it last time, we said, and we didn't meet here on Sunday night because it was 4th of July weekend, so it's been a week ago. So as we were talking last Wednesday, we said as he entered the New Jerusalem, the city, the apostle noted what? He noted that the street of the city was pure gold, right? Transparent like glass, right? We said once inside the city, the first thing that John noted was that there was no temple in it. And this point keeps coming back to me, and I want to keep affirming it to you. And this was revolutionary in the book of Revelation for me, that life will be worship, and worship will be life. These kinds of times for us on the other side, cross the river, so to speak, victory in Jesus, I don't know if we'll ever do this when we get over there, because life will be worship and worship will be life. Believers will be constantly in His presence, per 21:3. You won't have to go to a building to get your religion scratched or your spirit lit. You just won't have... You'll be in His presence all the time. There will never be a moment when we are not in perfect, holy communion with the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. That blows my mental mind just completely away. For me to be in communion today, I have to stop. I have to think about His Word. I have to say a sentence prayer. I have to focus on my salvation to get in that communion. You understand what I'm saying? I got to come to church. I got to sing the Psalms. I got to be in the Word with the saints to get in that communion, right? I get out of here. I get dealing with life, get dealing with cars. Try to go dump oil this week. Went to the auto zone. I tried to walk in. The guy said, "We can't take your oil." I said, "What?" He said, "You can't dump no oil here." He said, "We're full up." I said, "Well, I normally just bring them in and they sit them next to the tank." "Oh, no, sir. Well, the EPA come here, we get in all kinds of trouble." I said, "Brother, the EPA ain't coming here." I go, OSHA might come here. You ain't going to see the EPA here, man. I go, "You remember our last president, Donald Trump? He gutted that thing. They ain't built that thing back up. EPA ain't nowhere around here." "Well, I'm sorry, sir. You can't dump it." I said, "That's okay, but I'm not walking back to my truck. I'm coming in with them." He goes, "That's fine." So I went inside. I ended up having to go down to O'Reilly's. You know what O'Reilly said? "Our tank's full." I said, "You got to be kidding me." He saw the desperation on my face. A person who takes care of four cars, and sometimes the oil changes just all line up where they all got to be, half of them or three of them got to be done in a weekend, and that's kind of how it was. And he goes, "You know what?" He goes, "I'm going to send one of my guys back there and see if we can get another." He goes, "How many quarts you got?" I go, "I don't know, 6 or 7. I'm going to go see if we can't get 6 or 7 more quarts in there. Sure enough, the blessing of the day. I said, "Don't send me to Walmart." I go, "If I have to drive further down to Walmart," I go, "you know how much gas has got? If I have to go all the way down," I go, "you get down to Walmart, they want a DNA test, right? You got to go in there and fill out a book, and they take your thumbprint and, you know, mug shot and everything." No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? They kind of give you a hassle down at Walmart. But anyway, you get to thinking about life, and the communion thing kind of breaks. But here, life is communion, and communion is life. Amen? I mean, man, I'm telling you folks, it's going to be a new deal, a new day. Amen? And I'm not running for office. It's going to be a new deal and a new day. It's going to be great. Amen? There will be no need to go, we said it, and I'll say it again, there'll be no need to go to a temple or a cathedral or church or chapel or any other house of worship. We will be the house of worship, you and me. We talked about this verse 24, the nations will walk by its light and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. We talked about that. We said it may be that the truth that the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it offers further proof of the absolute equality in heaven. Amen. I mean, I'm telling you, the little granny prayer warriors. Amen. The little granny prayer warriors, you know what I'm talking about? Who agonized and prayed for their children and their grandchildren to get saved, right? And I mean, just agonized over it. We're in the Word of God day in and day out. Couldn't do anything else. Couldn't teach a Sunday school class. Too weak and feeble to work in the nursery. Too stove up to come to church. But buddy, they could turn on the radio or they could watch it on TV. But they were prayer warriors. They're going to have the same stature as Billy Graham, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man. I am telling you there's going to be an equality in heaven. The phrase may indicate that there will be no social or class structure, which I believe, that those who enter the city will surrender their earthly glory, thus everyone would be at the same level. Won't that be a fresh take on it? Amen? Another possible interpretation of this verse 24 that we went into discussion on is that this phrase refers to the believers living at the end of the millennial kingdom. According to that view, the statement that the kings of the earth will bring their glory into the New Jerusalem refers to the translation of their bodies into glorified bodies, right? Because you ain't coming in here, the New Jerusalem. You ain't coming around the full, unadulterated, full-blown glory of God. You're not coming in there with one of these. You're going to have a resurrected body, right? You're going to have a new body. A holy body, a perfect body. Now, as we kind of move on, what was John privileged to experience? What was he privileged to experience? Let's think about that for a moment. In the midst of what John shares, he experiences in the New Jerusalem the never-ending, and again, I said it as we began, the never-ending daytime of the eternal state. For there will be, as the Bible says, there will be no night there, and therefore its gates will never be closed. In an ancient walled city, you study history, in an ancient walled city, the gates were closed at nightfall. I mean, they rolled up the streets and they shut the gates and they closed all the windows, I mean, the shutters, and everybody went inside and hunkered down because meanness would be afoot. Amen? And thievery would be afoot. And in ancient walled city, the gates were closed. Keep the invaders and the marauders and the criminals and other potentially dangerous individuals from entering the city under this cover of darkness. That there will be no night in eternity and the gates of the New Jerusalem will never be closed depicts the city's complete security. Complete security. The New Jerusalem will be a place of rest, a place of safety. And John was experiencing this in his tour. A place of refreshment where God's people will rest from their labors. Well, the kings will not be the only ones to surrender their earthly prestige and glory. When they enter heaven, the glory and the honor of the nations will also dissolve, as it were, into the eternal worship of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It really will be a one world order. Yeah, amen. Like the 24 elders, all who enter heaven will cast their crowns before the throne. Each and every one of us. Per chapter 4, verse 10. All in heaven will be perfectly holy. We read there as we went through it tonight that nothing unclean and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into the New Jerusalem. The only ones there that John saw will be those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So, here we go. We've got this new and improved water system. We're talking about the amenities, the inside amenities, and here we are. This new and improved water system, man. It's always great when you get something new and improved, right? And here it is. John's angelic tour guide next showed him a river of the water of life. Now, with no sea in the eternal state, per chapter 21:1, kind of sad about that. No sea, no salt water, no salt water fish. Makes me a little sad, but I'll be over it. Amen. I'm telling you, once I'm there, I'll be over it. No sea in the eternal state. There could be no hydrologic cycle. There's no water evaporating, making clouds, and we won't have to pray for rain then. We're praying for rain now. We won't have to pray for rain then. And hence, no rain to fill a river. But yet, there's going to be a river. Thus, the water of life is not water as we know it, but it is still a river. It's a symbol of what? Eternal life. Eternal life. Let me give you some passages, and you know these. Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. It says, therefore you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation. John chapter 4, you know this one. I know this one. I love this passage. John 4, 13 through 14, Jesus answered and said to her, woman caught in adultery at the well. Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst, but the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. John 7:38 goes on to say, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. So maybe that water's coming from us that ends up in that river. I don't know. I don't know. Like everything else in the New Jerusalem, the river was clear as crystal so it could reflect the glory of God. Amen? The river cascaded down from the throne of God, and the Lamb in a dazzling, sparkling, never-ending stream, its pure, unpolluted, unobstructed flow symbolizes the constant flow of everlasting life from God's throne to God's people. Amen. From God to me, from God to you, from God to us. His eternal life flows. Well, we've got the new and improved water system. What about the new and improved landscape? Oh, the landscaping is going to be nice. Amen. You know, when Tom Ball, when they were really big about it in Paraland. Boy, man, if you were putting in a business, you had to dig you a retention pond or a detention pond. I can't ever figure out which one's what, but they both hold water. And you had to plant a bunch of trees. And depending on how many square foot of building you put up, you had to put up so many trees. And they had to be of a certain variety, right? And you had to show the city planner down there in Paraland what you were going to do with all of them. They were really something about trees, right? Well, friend, there's a tree coming. This new and improved landscape. Where does it say it at? Where does it say it? Verse 2, 22:2, right? Yeah. 22:2. In the middle of its street on either side of the river was a tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The phrase in the middle of its street is best translated in the middle of its path and connected with the following phrase on either side of the river was the tree of life. So you get the picture, the trunk straddles the river. Isn't that going to be beautiful, man? Maybe it's redwood, amen? It's going to be something, right? Glorious, whatever it is, amen? Big, right? Not going to be small. Going to be a big tree, right? Not going to be a little sapling. Going to be big, humongous, God-ordained, New Jerusalem tree, amen? I would assume it's already growing. It's already been planted. It's already taken off. It's already sprouted. But anyway, the tree of life is what? It is the celestial counterpart to the tree of life where? Garden of Eden. That is correct. Genesis 2:9 and Genesis chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. This tree provides for those who are immortal. The tree of life was a familiar Jewish concept that expressed blessing, and the celestial tree symbolizes the blessing of eternal life. Now, I like the trees, right? I mean, even the pine trees. If I don't have to clean up after pine trees, I love them. If I got to clean up after them, I would rather not. Especially after a big thunderstorm, amen? Anybody relate to that around here? Big thunderstorm, right? I mean, I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I've come in the house and said, all right, everybody line up. Here's you a sack, here's you a sack, here's you a sack. Let's go. What are we doing? We're picking up pine tree trash. Why? Because we just had a big storm. Well, I didn't know there was a storm. Well, come outside and you'll find out, amen? You know, for the next 30 or 40 minutes, we're out there fighting mosquitoes, spraying, picking up all that. Don't have to do that anymore because we don't have any pine trees. But if I don't have to clean up after them, they are glorious. But man, put me with some oak trees or some big ferns or some big maples. Ooh, mercy. Tell me if you don't feel blessed when it's a hot, blistering day and you're sitting down underneath the shade of a beautiful tree and the breeze is blowing by you. Tell me you don't feel, you feel blessed, don't you? Amen? Well, friend, you're going to be reminded of the blessing of your eternal life when you experience the beauty of this tree of life here in the New Jerusalem. Amen, amen? Still with me? All right, all right. Now, where are we at? We're talking about the tree that bears, and I've run out of time. I sure have. We'll end it here. The tree bears 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, emphasizes the infinite variety that will fill heaven. And so what do we do, and this is where we're going to end, what do we do with this term month? Because, preacher, there's no more time. No more time. So, for John, John's not what? He don't have a glorified body. He's not being translated. He's just on a tour, protected somehow by the glory of God. Kind of like Moses was up on the mountain, right? Kind of like the disciples were when they were on the Mount of Transfiguration and saw the glory of Jesus. Somehow, some way, he's protected, but he's still in time when he comes back, amen? And so for him, scholars tell us the use of the term month does not necessarily refer to time, since this is the eternal state, and time is what? No more, no how. Rather, this term month is a symbolic expression of the joyous provision of eternity couched in the familiar terms of time. Amen? And we'll pray here. All right. Stop. Full stop. Amen. You always want a pilot that knows how to make a full stop. Amen. You ever get in the plane? And I feel for these old boys. They're so tired and drained. They're working them to death. That COVID messed them all up. Because no passengers, nobody wanted to fly. Everybody was sick. Everybody had to wear 3 masks, you know, and gloves up to here. And, you know, they sprayed you with bleach as you got on the plane, you know. Nobody wanted to fly. So all these airlines said, well, hey, you want to take early retirement? These guys said, yeah, I'll take early retirement. And, man, they gone. They're on the golf course. They're on the fishing boat. They out in the woods somewhere, you know. I mean, they're running with their grandkids. And now they're like, hey, y'all want to come back? And they're like, nope. I'm done, buddy. I'm retired. I'm not taking another type rating. I'm not doing this. So now the airlines are down on pilots, and that's what I'm praying for you guys, Terry. I'm praying y'all get a rested flight crew, amen, that they can come to a full stop, because that's always a good sign that you got one that's rested. He knows when he's on the ground, time to put the brakes on. Come to a full stop. Let's pray. We'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the goodness of your word. We thank you for the goodness of this new Jerusalem that's coming. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you for all that you're doing in us and with us. And Lord, as we think about this provision one day in this place, this new place, this glorious place, Lord, we pray that our hearts would hunger for it, and think of it. And Lord, as we do, we would just experience a taste of that communion that we're going to have one day on the other side. Thank you, Lord, that we can commune with you here through prayer and through your word, through other brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, one day the communion is going to be just so much further than where we've ever gotten here. It's going to be glorious. So, Lord, we look forward to that day. Give us safety as we depart this place tonight. Thank you for allowing us to gather, Lord. We praise you. We love you. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said. All right, you folks online, we'll see you. Yeah, Brother John? Okay, Saturday is men's prayer and breakfast. Starts at 7 a.m. back here in the back of the church. And then Monday is men's and ladies' Bible study. So this coming Saturday is men's prayer breakfast, and then Monday is Bible study back on. All right, 7 o'clock over here in the Sunday school building. 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Don't get them mixed up. Don't show up 7 p.m. Saturday night. Nobody be here. All right, you folks dismissed.